Here we go!
There's only four words.
This is Something Something Broncos.
This one's for Pat!
Let's go!
Can you smell the salt?
There's only one person that carries the ball right here.
Yeah. Tim Tebow back in the system?
Good. Third.
Oh, my God.
Denver's got a touchdown. Picked off by the Broncos. Picked off by the old pro Justin Simmons. You hit and share.
Featuring Mike DeCicco. And Jess Place.
Let's go, son! Let's go!
Welcome to Something Something Broncos.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Something Something Broncos. I am Jess Place, joined as always by Mike DeCicco. Mike,
yeah, baby.
Where has Justin Simmons landed?
Nowhere.
Nowhere. Still available. Still holding out hope that we don't need to redo our open, but probably do. Probably. I'm just being lazy. What can I say?
Yeah.
What can I say? How you doing, Mike? We were off last week.
I am doing great. It's like sunny out here. It's supposed to rain this weekend because they know I made it to go play golf. But it's a sunny, beautiful day. I'm here with my boy, Jess. Life is good. How have you been?
Oh, well, I haven't had any ulcers or any hospitalizations, so that's good.
Well, wait until the draft. Then, you know, those ulcers will come roaring back, my friend.
Yay! Well, yeah. I have a little news for those of us that follow us on the investments front. I finally cut bait on the spam stock that I bought. It went down to 2 cents yesterday. It appears that it went up a cent today. I just decided, you know, the drama is just too much. I just can't keep on top of it. So I cut bait, and I'm going to write that loss right off on my taxes.
Those 18 cents on your taxes are going to drop you to a lower tax bracket. Smart, savvy move right there.
That's right. That's
what adults do.
$150,000 in donations to Goodwill will also help me on that front.
Right. We actually, it's mid-April, and we have some actual news. Three kind of football things happened. One, OJ is dead. I talked to my high school kids.
Oh, we have a fight on the other side.
Oh, sorry.
Most
that's the
of
wrong
them
one.
Didn't know who OJ was.
Wait, what? Say that again. I did a sound effect over you and
having the time of his life.
All right, now I'm done. Go ahead.
A lot of my high school kids didn't know who OJ was, so I had to talk about him. Like, yeah, but he was found innocent. But he did. I'm like, no, he did it. He definitely did it.
He did it.
So that, yeah. And then news comes out that free agent cornerback Levi Levy Wallace is visiting the Broncos tomorrow. He's played with the Bills and the Steelers. You know, they're talking he could be a good CB2 option, especially with, you know, what happens with Riley Moss, Damari Mathis. But also, if PS2 is trade bait to move up in the draft, we have a cornerback coming in to visit. And the other thing is reports that a new logo for the Broncos has leaked. And maybe it's like an alternate logo, but I'm holding up my phone to the camera. I don't know if Jess can see that.
It's beautiful.
It's the old D, but with a more currently stylized version of the horse. And it's still next to like the horse we have now. So maybe we're getting a new, I don't know if it'd be a primary logo or a secondary logo. It says it was sent out by the team. But
where
I
are you seeing this, Mike? Is this on the Twitter?
Do you follow Zach Seegers on Twitter? He retweeted it. He retweeted it from somebody called Visor Payton. It's right up there. They sent it to Club 1977. The Denver Broncos put it out there. So the Broncos use it on an official website promotion. It's a logo we haven't seen before.
Oh, well, this is exciting. I didn't know you were going to bring this up. I haven't seen this.
Well, you know, hey, I almost got a few surprises for you. But let's talk about soccer first.
Oh, no, stop. It kind of looks like a burly, it's been working. Like, have you seen the Broncos wire horse? Like that one, like how it looks overweight?
Yeah.
Like, I no offense to our friend John Heath over at Broncos Wire, but the horse, I've told him this before. I said, this horse needs to go on a diet. It looks fat, overweight, like, and I'm as a fat, overweight person myself. I can say
still sexy,
still sexy in a bathing suit.
Yeah,
and out
I
of
don't know, it
kind of
looks like they took the old Bronco horse with the modern aesthetic of the current horse and kind of combined that aesthetic. And the old logo. It's not the new horse on the old logo. It's a modern version of the old horse. The lines are a little bit thicker on the blue.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's still a Snot Rocket.
Still,
and there's lines within the Snot Rocket.
For it. I'm all for it. I hope it's real.
As an aficionado of the Snot Rocket horse, they did update that logo at one point so that the Snot Rocket had some sort of contour to it from the horse. And so there, you'll be happy to know, Mike, that there is contour to the Snot Rocket.
Nice. If you follow me at Mike DeSico, I just retweeted it. So go check it out. I think it's pretty good. Who knows if it's accurate, but I think a lot of Bronco country would be really happy if that played a role going forward.
And Mike, could you tell us for all the listeners out there, what Club 1977 is?
Literally no idea.
I have no idea either.
Let's click the link and let's figure out. I mean, 1977 is the first year I went to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm, I click on the link. I'm going to click enter. I have no idea what it is.
Should I Google it? Should we do that already?
You can do it.
Did you know that we can play music now while we Google? Should I do that? I mean,
new uniforms are coming out in 11 days, the 22nd. So that's very, very exciting.
I was going to play music to Google by, but blazing ahead like a crazy person. Regard for show business.
I've got time, man. It's a week from Monday. We get our new uniforms. I've got places to go. I'm not like you who just sits around all day rescheduling baseball practices. I have responsibilities.
We practiced in a parking lot last night because we had nowhere to practice. But you got
the reps in. Like, you know, you're all about the grind.
All right, so there's a lot going on here. Okay, so if you Google Club 1977, you get Mickey Mouse Club. You also get a YMCA thing called Club 1977.
Can I just say this real quick? I Googled Club 1977 Denver Broncos, and it says they combine two suites into one 1,600 square foot space. It's like a all-inclusive food and drink, VIP parking. It's a high roller type suite at Empower Field that they opened up about 3 years ago.
It's like the kind of place that you would find Jake Jabs in if Jake Jabs was still alive.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
It is not the tragic 1977 Supper Club fire in Beverly Hills.
No, probably not. Well, you know, like how there's like that secret restaurant that only serves, it's the only place that serves alcohol inside of Disneyland. This
right,
is kind of
yes.
like that. This is kind of like where the 1% can go without having to mingle with the poors, you know?
Right. And they can celebrate the glory of former owner Jerry Phipps.
Yes, exactly. So that's what it is. And so it's something in conjunction with that, but it's exciting. And then I believe if we're 11 days from the reveal, we're about 13 or 14 days from the NFL draft, which means you and I can officially stop talking about what are we going to do. I cannot wait for the draft to be here because I'm so tired of talking about it. I'm tired of seeing mock drafts, even though I read every single one of them. I hate myself for doing it.
I hate you for it too.
Can we? Thank you. You should. Can we just have the draft already? Can
we just? I'm ready. What's amazing to me is like in our little Mile High Report Slack channel, Scotty and Chris and all of the draft Knicks, like they can go down that rabbit hole of, well, what if we do this? What if we do this? Every 15 minutes as though it is a new thing. Like they have the memory of a goldfish and the tenacity of, I don't know, some sort of Arctic penguin perhaps. But they are super, super excited to go through every little scenario. And I find it just exhausting because it changes every 5 minutes.
Yeah, and the thing we've learned about Sean Payton is he seems to be running a pretty tight ship. So we have no idea what he's thinking. His guy may be Spencer Rattler, and we're drafting him at number 25. We don't know that. Maybe he likes Michael Penix, and he thinks he can get him in the third round. We don't know. Maybe all this J.J. McCarthy stuff is a smokescreen to try to convince people to leapfrog him or take his
Vikings.
Yeah, maybe it's all about like trying to create value for the 12th pick so he can trade back. Like, you know, if McCarthy's there, May falls, you better pay us. So I don't know. we don't know what he's going to do. So hearing all these rumors, and every mock draft is completely different. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
So what are we going to do?
We're going to keep judging the people who make a guess, because that's what we do. If you're going to take a risk, Jess and I will judge you for it.
You're right.
And then whoever they draft will be the wrong decision.
You're right.
Yeah, or they'll get like May, but we'll trade like 4 first round picks for him, which will be,
oh my god,
right? Yes. That'd be the wrong decision.
It would be. We can't trade all of our draft picks. Like, we've just lived through the longest draft pick drought of our lifetime.
Yeah, I can't. 3 years of it. Yeah.
No, it's awful. It's boring. The draft day is boring. The rookie premiere, which I know everyone gets really excited about, that's also boring.
Mm-hmm. So if New England or the Commanders come up and say, I know Drake May's your guy, Drake May, which May is it?
May West.
If May West is your guy, a quarterback, Google that, kids. But it has to give you
up. It's right next to O.J. Simpson.
We need 3 first round draft picks. You're a no on that.
Absolutely not. We are not. I don't know. I mean, I've been disappointed by this club now for almost a decade. So really, it's all pretty much fair game. So why not?
Yeah.
Ludacris tells you what's ludicrous.
He does. The buzz also, and when I say buzz, it's just internet rumors, because again, Peyton is very tight lipped. What if it's like this year's first rounder, next year's first rounder, and PS2? Is that more palatable?
Not next year's first rounder.
No,
not next year's first rounder. But yeah, I'd give up PS2 and this year's first rounder. Sure. Sorry. Absolutely. Let's do it. Third rounder next year, this year. Sure. We'll do that too. Like, it's all fair game as long as we move up a little bit. So, my dog is eating a pen over here. Stand by. Mike, you're going to have to control the show for just a moment while I save my dog's life. Stand by.
That's fine. I had it mute because the announcement came on talking about Powder Puff Football. So, listeners, if you're interested in playing Powder Puff Football, there's a meeting in the big gym at lunch. Be there.
After hearing,
I believe it's been 18 months of draft speculation since the end of last season.
Yeah.
Is there a best case scenario for you from this draft? Like, if we could come out with this player at this price, Jess is happy. What is your best case scenario? Realistically, what's your best case scenario?
Well, what's great is that I always buy into the spin coming from the team. This is all, we always got the guy that we wanted. This is the guy we wanted all along.
Couldn't believe he was still there.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fortuitous for all of us in Broncos country that this third string guy who will never see the field was drafted by the Broncos.
High character, good length.
Yes, some injury concerns, which ultimately end up to be Greg Dulcich, Jake Booty level injury concerns, and we never see them. So
yeah.
I
don't know. I'm kind of the scenario I saw that I'm kind of on board for is a Brock Bowers at 12 getting Bo Nix at the end of the first, beginning the second sort of scenario. I'd be down with that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to answer our question, like, new uniforms come out. Who are you buying? 2 first round picks. Home and away. Buying,
that becomes, I guess, Will Levis. Is that an option?
As long as we're not like signing some undersized edge rusher that really doesn't stand out from your Benito and Brownings, and then signing like Ryan Tannehill, that would just be so painfully awful.
Yeah, that's a sad day right there. That's sadness.
Yeah. I don't know. And I'm trying to decide if like they traded like 3 firsts for May. And honestly, essentially, I want to look at those as 2 firsts, because he's your first round pick this year. You still made a first round pick this year. So you're just trading 2 first rounders for him. I don't know, man. I'd have to talk myself into it. We'd be on this podcast saying, yeah, well, he's Peyton's guy and you got to trust the process. And he knew what he was doing and all of that.
Oh, that's going to be me after the draft. I'm going to be like, oh, I think we did great. We came away. We went in with nothing and came out with
less
somebody.
You know, and I don't know, man. I'm just equal parts so excited to see what happens and so god dang ready for it to be over that it's the inner conflict. It's killing me.
I'm ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
That was just for fun.
It wasn't, but it's a Beavis. It's always required.
You can't have a show without a Beavis.
Yeah, that's why we have you.
They go hand in hand.
The other thing I've been reading a lot on speculation from people that you trust, like Andrew Mason, for example, plug, love the dude. The Broncos might be in for a running back, not like first round, but higher than you would think, because who knows what Javonte is going to be. P. Ryan is a situational guy. What can that little dude that I'm completely blanking on?
Chase Edmonds is gone, Mike. Chase Edmonds is gone. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't know. I have a feeling we're coming away with a running back out of this draft.
We always get a quarterback and a running back.
I think McLaughlin and P. Ryan are on the team, but I don't think Pookie is on the team next year. I think his replacement will be drafted in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's probably true. I mean, he wasn't Javonte last year. Like the expectations were there and the performance just never materialized, unfortunately, just like the rest of our expectations for last year.
For the record, my expectations were that he wasn't going to be the same last year because it's still going to be recovering and that we'd see a little bit more this year. So I just want to make sure to say that I was that, but I don't think they're going to give him another year. I think they're drafting a replacement.
I will second your grandstanding because, yes, you did say that.
I did.
It went down just like Mike said it would. Listening to Mike, you are being foolish.
You're missing out. It's what the people talk about the next day.
Sometimes think about it after the draft.
In a good way, you know?
So actually, let's talk about the draft a little bit. We were talking about possibly doing a live moment-to-moment show, like a Mile High Broncos podcast draft extravaganza. Is that something that you'd like to jump in on and join in on? I might make an appearance. Peoples might do it as well.
I would love to. It'll be out at 5 o'clock Pacific, so I could probably do that. It's Thursday, April 25th. As long as there's people on there who can give analysis more than, oh, for fuck's sake.
No, I'm just going so that I can play sound effects.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
So I remember where I was. I was working for the San Francisco Chronicle during the NFL draft, working on the sports section. I was laying out the sports section at the time. Broncos were on the clock at number 10. Justin Fields was right there. And I was talking to our editor over Zoom when they didn't draft Justin Fields and they drafted PS2. And whatever you want to say in hindsight, whatever. But at the moment, it was the literally physically soul crushing that we passed on a quarterback again. And if we pass on a quarterback, I just kind of want to be there to watch the Hindenburg, the Titanic, the meltdown that would take place on that podcast.
Well, the great thing about a selection like that would be that we would get to live that selection as we have. I mean, not that Justin Fields was all of that, but he probably would have been more effective, right, than Russell Wilson. I don't know. It's like you get it. That's a morass.
They're on the same team. We're about to find out.
We get to experience the pain and the pleasure, whichever one it may be, of the impact of this pick coming up in just 2 weeks. So that's two weeks from today.
2 weeks
it's
from
Thursday.
Today,
holy cow.
Pacific, where most of our Bronco Nation country lives on the Pacific.
What
time
did you
zone.
Say?
I said the Bronco country lives in the Pacific time zone.
Mm, yeah, all right. Well, closer than certainly I do and here in the East Coast.
So. Yeah. And I was just in Kansas City last week.
Dude, gross. Why?
The National High School Journalism Convention. Took some kids there. The amount of red stuff there, I had to like tip my hat to it a little bit. They are like so all in and they have such good things to celebrate, but it was disgusting. But at the convention, there were no less than 3 different cutouts of Taylor and Travis that you could have your picture taken with. Mm. And there was more Taylor Swift branded like Chiefs merchandise, like Go Taylor's Boyfriend, then there was Travis or Patrick stuff that I saw.
They had it at the convention itself?
They had like the cutouts at the convention. But then when you walk around the community, the area, we went downtown, like Power and Light Districts. Kansas City, I'll be honest, it was a really cool town. I loved it. The food was great. People were nice. But there was cheap stuff everywhere. Like, and for sale, I saw more specific stuff referring to Taylor than I did to traffic to Travis and Patrick. And there's a lot of just cheap stuffs in general, like the logo and everything. But so
yeah, well, see, they're currently living in the timeline where they are proud and happy of their franchise, and so we used to be that franchise, and Russell Wilson took it from us.
It was destroyed well before then. Trevor, Paxton, they all played a role. But, I mean, the Chiefs, it's like you're in that moral quandary. Yay, we won. Our best players beat women and kill people driving and are in jail and all of that. It's a
speaking of that, have you heard about Chad Kelly, the latest news with Chad Kelly?
I have not heard Chad Kelly news, but I love Chad Kelly news. Go.
He may be in trouble for some sort of assault, sexual maybe. He's suddenly in trouble again for more Chad Kelly-like things.
Chad Kelly does as Chad Kelly faces sexual harassment claim from former Argonauts employee. Oh, my. So I like how they call him former NFL quarterback Chad Kelly. He's played one snap in his career. Combined, Chad Kelly and I have played one NFL snap. I don't know if I call him a former NFL quarterback. Accused of sexual harassment by a former strength and conditioning coach. She originally sued Kelly and the Argonauts in February 2024. Lawsuit amended on April 2nd. A new version of the complaint includes what it calls the Bills incident. Because he told the plaintiff he'd get free tickets to Bills games for himself, her, teammates whenever he wants because his uncle was a Hall of Famer for the Bill. Plans were made, and he was allegedly adamant that the group spend the night in the Buffalo after the game. And he kept on trying to persuade her to stay over. And anyway.
And she was not having it. And so she had to slap him around with a vacuum cleaner attachment because that's the only thing that works.
As well she should. And it's like,
yeah.
Plus, have standards. Paxton Lynch is a better former NFL quarterback than Chad Kelly.
Well, Drew Locke. I mean, go for Drew. I mean, he's got, he there, can,
you
he's
could,
rap.
You could do better. I'm just saying, yeah, you could do better.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
No, Chad Kelly, stop. Everybody not going to happen. I don't care who your uncle is.
Oh, so what? I mean, Bronco country, man, it's, God, I want to be optimistic about the new logo. I've seen some amazing, like, uniform ideas floating around out there that I really love.
There was one that you were promoting the other day that hardcore. Was just awful. Like, I was are you kidding me? Orange pants? Like, first of all, orange pants are the biggest mistake in the history of the Broncos uniforms.
No, these the blue top orange pants.
No, terrible. Kind of like
the Fighting Illini, the Illinois football, it kind of gives me that vibe. I was all there for it. And I want to be optimistic. I want to be optimistic that, man, we are going to see Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, or I know a lot of people are against it, Bo Nix holding up that new jersey. Mm. And I want to be optimistic, but we've been punched in the throat too many times. So it's a weird time to be a Bronco fan, which I guess you could say any time. But
well, yeah, it's I don't have much faith that they're going to get it right, because it's not really a new logo. Although that D logo that you showed me earlier, that was a pretty, that, I mean, it was notable. It was just enough different that you could call it a newer logo, I guess. But they're also, so I don't know if you saw this, it was also on the heels of the Chad Kelly stuff, but the Broncos are very likely to unveil a third alternate helmet. Did you see that? Are you beeping at me?
I did that. No, lunch is about to begin. Third period is over. Lunch has begun. I could see the white helmet, the navy helmet, and the throwback royal blue helmet. I think that's the most obvious. That said, I would love, love, love to see an orange helmet.
We'll have to see, because the orange helmet from the mid-60s was not great. It was classic. It's fun in the history of uniforms, but it was not great.
I want an orange helmet with, like, the modern logo. Whether it's matte or shiny, I want an orange.
Chrome. Could we get a chrome one?
I'm not a big fan of the chrome, but
orange chrome.
If it's orange, that was our nickname in the 70s, the orange chrome.
I remember that. I remember that.
Only the real ones do.
So I had a fun moment at my day job. I had to hire a DJ.
Oh, really?
Speaking of the Orange Chrome defense, I had to hire a DJ, and he said, I have a guy. His name is DJ Billy Thompson. So I was super excited.
Was it Billy Thompson?
I mean, how many Billy Thompsons could there be? I mean, it has to be the former Orange Crush, Orange Chrome player.
He's like 70.
And he was, well, I'm sure, like, we're going to hear a little of the Carpenters, a lot of the Mamas and the Papas. Maybe a little Chuck Mangione. I would be super excited.
Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Yes. Yes. So that's kind of exciting. And then we had someone sign up for an event, a different event. This is outside of Billy Thompson, and his name was Gene Lang. And I was like, oh my God, it's like a former Bronco alumni. It's like Club 1977.
Yes.
Here at work.
That's what Club 1977 should be. It's like, we won't give you former players like health care or a pension, but here's two turntables and a microphone. How about that?
They made him into Walmart greeters rather than pay them any sort of.
I'm not a DJ, but DJ Billy is just better than DJ Billy Thompson. Billy Thompson, if you're not in the Orange Comb family, that's like your accountant. I have to go see Mr. Thompson about my taxes. DJ Billy at least sounds cooler. So I don't know. Maybe you could bring that up for me.
I will report back the status of getting his autograph. I'm going to have him autograph a Billy Thompson something card, maybe a football card, and we'll see how it goes. And I'll be like, no, but your name is Billy Thompson. You're allowed to do this.
Yeah, it's completely fine.
Yeah, hey. And then I'm going to sell it on eBay for a profit.
Ooh, money's going to roll in. Next time, woo-hoo, Jess will be broadcasting from his new podcast studio.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So next week, we're going to be a few days out from the uniform reveal, a few days out from the draft. My God, how are we going to do it again? But love being here with you.
You have to go, don't you? You have things going on.
I have, my classroom is about to be overrun with nerds, and I love every single one of them, but Games
Club. You ever seen a grown man naked?
That's inappropriate when we're talking about high school boys.
Oh. well, okay.
But Super Smash Brothers is about to go off in here, and I need to go.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you...
Having the time of his life.
And so for Mike DeCicco, I am Jess Place.
For Jess Place, I'm Mike DeCicco.
Yes. And thank you for listening. Like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And follow Mike on Twitter.
And
at Mike DeCicco.
On Twitter at Jezru. And let us know what you think of that logo leak. Let us know which uniforms you think are the best. And let us know who we're drafting, because we have no idea.
Most importantly, let us know you're listening.
Just let us know you're okay. We worry. Hey,
Broncos country. How you doing?
Your mom worries too. Call your mother.
Mother's Day is what, next month? You can get an early jump on it.
Yeah. I have nerds knocking at the door.
All right. Tell the nerds I say hi, and we'll do that. We'll see you next week.
And I mean that, nerds, in a really, really good way. They're awesome kids. Love you, Jess. Bye.
Bye.